County Lines is WISO's series about small towns and rural communities in the Miami Valley. This year, we're bringing you the voices of women living and working in the rural parts of Southwest Ohio. Before the coronavirus pandemic, producer Renee Wild met with faculty and students at Wilmington College in Clinton County and heard their ideas about rural life and the prospect for a career in agriculture. Here's Renee with the second story in our series.
Wilmington College is a Quaker college founded on the tenets of the Quaker religion: simplicity, peace, integrity, community, equality, and stewardship. In this interview, Corey Cockrell, who teaches agricultural communications at Wilmington College, talks with student Lucy Inge about how the Quaker tenets apply to rural life and their shared hope for a revival of our rural communities.
My name is Corey Cockrell, and I'm an associate professor of communication arts and agriculture at Wilmington College in Ohio.
I'm Lucy Inge, and I'm a student at Wilmington College studying political science, but concentrating in food policy and agricultural advocacy, and also minoring in peace studies and race, gender, and ethnicity.
I wonder if we could talk about Quakers for just a second. It seems apropos because we're a Quaker college, and we happen to be a rural institution that offers a four-year degree in agriculture, so it makes us especially unique.
You can apply a lot of the Quaker testimonies, which kind of consolidate into the nice acronym SPICES. So you have simplicity, peace, integrity, community, quality, and stewardship. Simplicity definitely ties in the choices we make, also just like the options we have around us. It kind of forces simplicity in a lot of light. Community is obviously central, and stewardship, we have to care for the land around us. And I think that's really going to become more of an important topic in rural America, and how commercial farming is and how that's maybe going to have to change if cover crops are going to become a big part of that future. And from conversations I've had, that seems like that's going to be the next thing that's coming.
What do you think stands out as compelling reasons to move to a rural community?
I don't think living in a rural area is for everyone. My grandmother grew up in rural Adams County in the 40s and couldn't get out of there fast enough. She wanted to see concrete the rest of her life and moved to Dayton and became a nurse. And her brother stayed and worked for GE, and they farmed and they have cattle down there still. I think it's almost a calling. It's like people want something, whether it's a closer connection to their food or to nature or that smaller community. They might already have ties to that, or it's been a dream forever. I don't know if it can be exactly sold per se. I think for some people, myself included, it's just you see in your future you want to have that piece of land and that house and that garden and be involved in local politics and your local church and that community and having that experience.
How you explain it, that rural experience seems on point with what young people are seeking today, the connection to nature that maybe has been disconnected in the past.
I was reading a really interesting article. It was about this agritarian community that's in Warren County, and this woman is developing her family's old farmland as sort of this development, but it includes a farm in it. That was sort of like an example of what I could see selling to the greater public about like living in a rural community and being tied in directly to your food. And I think that might be like where that's headed.
Richard Louvre has a book on Last Child in the Woods. I don't know if you've read that before, but it talks about this disconnect with nature and what are the implications of that down the line. And ultimately, I see a return to nature coming from the words of students. This is what they want, and they're seeking it more and more. And I feel like that's a recovery from that detachment, perhaps. Also, you talk about community and wanting to have more community and a deeper sense of family within your community. And just the way you talk about that, it seems like perhaps there's a revival coming, a return to rural communities that I find super exciting and what I want most for you guys coming in as the next generation. So it sounds like there's a lot of hope there.
That was Wilmington College Professor Corey Cockrell with student Lucy Inge. I'm Renee Wild, the producer of County Lines, WISO's series that takes listeners into the small towns and rural communities of the Miami Valley. This story was produced in conjunction with the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices.
County Lines is made possible by a grant from Ohio Humanities.